For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Although the next presidential election is still 23 months away, New Jersey Democrat Senator Cory Booker was out campaigning in New Hampshire yesterday for a possible run at the White House.
During the holidays, I'm going to sit down and take a lot of stock about what I want to do next, whether run for president or stay in the Senate and help this continued movement in our country to reinvigorate our democracy.
He's one of dozens of Democrats eyeing bids for the White House in 2020. French riot police struggled to contain thousands of yellow-vested protesters venting their anger against the government as vandals tore through the area around the famed Champs-Élysées. This protester says this could be the start of a movement.
People don't want to stop now because we just want to the president get out. Maybe the negotiations they are doing now will just stop the movement for a little while.
A huge cleanup is underway after protesters set fire to cars, burned barricades, and smashed windows. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office is starting to drop evidence that federal prosecutors say show evidence of crimes pointing to President Trump. New York Democrat Congressman Gerald Nadler tells CNN's State of the Union there's a lot of work ahead to figuring out just what went on.
These indictments and filings show is that the president was at the center of a massive fraud, several massive frauds against the American people. And it's now our job, the job of the Justice Department, the special counsel, and the Congress to get to the bottom of this.
Nadler says the president committed some impeachable offenses. The Senate is preparing to confront the White House over its support for Saudi Arabia in the aftermath of journalist Jamal Khashoggi's killing and plans to curtail U.S. involvement in the Saudi-led war in Yemen. Democratic Senator Ben Cardin tells MSNBC the strategy in Yemen will soon change.
The campaign in Yemen, our involvement is not adding to a solution as part of the tragedy of that region, and that we need to reevaluate it.
Cardin is ranking member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The president has a few choice words for his former Secretary of State. More from USA's Wendy King.
There's no love lost between President Trump and his former Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, who says the president is undisciplined and he asked him to do things that were illegal. The president tweeted in response, "Tillerson is dumb as a rock." Larry Sabato is the director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia.
Decades ago, these sorts of things either never came out or were saved for biographies and autobiographies written after a presidency. We're long past that, and now we have these sorts of tiffs and very ugly circumstances coming out during an administration.
A top GOP senator is concerned about the president's pick to be U.N. ambassador. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
President Trump wants former Fox News reporter and current State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert to succeed Nikki Haley as ambassador when Haley steps down at the end of the year. Nauert has little foreign policy experience before taking the State Department post, and now the Senate Foreign Relations Committee would consider Nauert's nomination, and one of the members, GOP Senator Marco Rubio, tells CBS's Face the Nation, quote, "I most certainly think she has the ability to do the job well," but he adds, "Does she have detailed knowledge of foreign policy to a level that will allow her to be successful at the United Nations? That I don't know."
For USA Radio News.